Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes I've asked you at the beginning of a sermon to think about the question of why you came here this morning, why you set aside time on a Sunday to come to Emmanuel or to tune in online. I ask you that question to get you thinking about it, because otherwise we just come and maybe don't think about it. And people will give lots of reasons why they come to church. People will give silly and bad reasons. There are also several good reasons to choose from. But I hope that one of the main reasons you would always give is this: I have come to hear God's word. Simple, straightforward, a good answer. Faith comes by hearing. You know that. Sadly, I think fewer and fewer people who identify as Christians would even give that answer anymore. And even more sadly, even if they went to church to hear God's word, chances are they wouldn't hear much of it during a typical service. Such is the state of the external church in the world. But I'm confident that you who have been instructed and trained in the Christian faith would confess that, yes, you've come to hear God's word. Now, if that's the case, then hear what Jesus teaches you today about hearing. Hear his warning in the parable of the sower and the seed, that hearing his word is essential, but that hearing is not enough. You have to hear the word of God in a way that actually produces fruit. You have to hear in a way that actually saves. Now, in the parable which Jesus explains to his disciples who asked him the meaning of it, the seed, he says, is the word of God as it is sown, that is, as it is preached. So first, understand, God doesn't plant the seed of his word in the world by dropping down Bibles all over the world. That's not the planting that Jesus is talking about. The written word that we have preserved for us in the scriptures is essential, and it's our God-given and only source of doctrine and our most reliable source of the knowledge of God. But God plants his word by sending preachers to speak it broadly, to toss it out into the world as a sower, at least at those times, took a handful of seed from his pouch and tossed it out onto the various kinds of ground where it might fall. For there to be a harvest, the seed has to be sown. For souls to be saved, the word of God has to be preached and people have to hear it. Let's make sure from the beginning that we understand what the word of God is. In one sense, it's everything in the Bible. That's all God's truth. But the word of God that is preached, that lands in the ears of men, and that has the power to create faith and produce fruit, is the message of who God is, what he requires of us, and what he has done for us and has promised to do for us. It's the message of sin and grace, law and gospel, the threat of judgment, the call to repentance, and the promise of forgiveness and help through Jesus the Christ. It's the message of the cross. It's the preacher sent from God applying the message of sin and grace to individuals. That is the word of God that has to be preached and that people have to hear. But the Lord describes four kinds of hearing in our gospel, and three out of four don't result in a harvest. Three out of four don't result in salvation for the hearer, not for any defect or ineffectiveness in the seed, but for the condition in which the word of God is received, is heard. In all three of those cases that don't result in salvation, there is a common thread. The seed hits the ground, but it doesn't take root. And three different reasons are given for that. The first reason, the first obstacle to the seed taking root and producing a plant that produces fruit, is represented by the seed that fell along the walking path. It never penetrates into the ground at all. Instead, it sits on top and is either trampled by men or is plucked away by the birds of the air. And Jesus explains, those along the path are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So this is hearing without really listening, hearing without considering, without pondering, without learning. It's showing up to church and then letting your mind wander to all sorts of other things as the word is being preached. This is also what happens when people hear God's word, but then they allow fallible men or the devil himself to come along and trample it and pluck it away. You can't believe that Bible stuff. Believe in science, believe in reason, fall in line with the rest of the world, not with those Bible-thumping religious nuts. Also in this category would be those who hear God's word not to learn from it, but to judge. This is how many of the Pharisees heard the word of Jesus when he preached it. Why? In order to learn from him? No, but in order to catch him in a trap, in order to find something to disagree with or catch him on. Those who listen like that will never send down roots, will never grow, will never produce fruit, will never be saved. The second obstacle to the seed taking root and producing a plant that produces fruit is represented by the seed that fell on the rock. Those on the rock are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe for a while, and in the time of temptation, they fall away. This is a very common form of hearing God's word, common among so many who identify as Christians. They hear the message of sin and of God's grace in Christ, and it sounds so good to them. But it's all superficial. They're not concerned with growing in grace and in the knowledge of God, with deepening their faith, learning the doctrine of Christ, regularly hearing God's word and receiving his sacraments. They go to church when they feel like it. And they don't when they don't. They think of themselves as Christians, but they're not exactly sure what that even means. And that's okay with them because they believe in Jesus. And that's enough. The problem is it won't be enough, Jesus says, when temptation comes along, or persecution, or the troubles that come with faithfulness to the Word of God. You cannot survive as a believing Christian without being firmly rooted in the word of Christ and in the Christian faith. If you remain a superficial believer, you're tempting God, which he commands you not to do. If you remain a superficial believer, you will fall away. The third obstacle to the seed taking root and producing a plant that produces fruit is represented by the seed that fell among the thorns or the weeds. As for that which fell among thorns, these are the ones who hear, and as they go along, are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. This too is a common way of hearing God's word. You hear it, you believe it, you even desire to grow in it and maybe make a beginning at it. But as you go along, you let other things take priority. Good things like family or work, or bad things like indulging in the sinful pleasures of this world. And hearing God's word becomes just one task among the many of your day, just one activity that has little to or nothing to do with how you actually live the rest of your life. And faith is choked, and love grows cold, and salvation itself is lost to the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus doesn't tell you this parable in a fatalistic kind of way. That is, when you hear God's word, you are not at the mercy of however the conditions might be around you. You are not at the mercy of the devil who will just snatch that word out of your ears. You have nothing to say about it. You are not bound to hear God's word in a bad way. As Jesus himself kept crying out in our gospel, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." The Spirit's power is in those words. Jesus tells this parable and explains it to you who have sought the meaning of it, so that as you hear, you take it to heart and seek to avoid the obstacles that would prevent the Word of God taking root in you and growing into a mature and healthy Christian. That's what it means for the seed to fall on the good ground. But as for that which fell on the good ground, these are the ones who hear the Word with a good and noble heart, hold fast to it, and bear fruit with patience. So hear the word of God with a good and noble heart. Hear and pay attention to God's word. And watch out for the lies of men and of the devil. Hear and make it your priority to study and learn and grow, so that you can withstand all the trials and temptations that will come at you from the devil and from the world and from your sinful flesh. Hear, and instead of letting your earthly life drown out God's word, let God's word drown out the world. Watch out for the weeds, and if you notice them creeping in, get rid of them. Hear God's word in a way that actually saves. Hold fast to it and bear fruit with patience, slow and steady over the years, over the decades, over a lifetime, allowing God's word to form you into the image of Christ, letting the love of Christ spill over into your words and actions toward others. Pray for strength for yourself and others. Make regular worship, the hearing of God's word, your priority, as you already have been doing. And when you think of coming to church, coming to worship, don't think about what you're coming to do for God. Think of it as coming to the place, to the field, where God, through the preacher whom he has called, will scatter the seed of his word into your ears and heart. And let the people around you know why you go to church. Let them know that you go to hear God's word, and let that be true. And then, as always, invite them to go and hear it with you. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.